Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the high vibration show. Welcome back. Joyful Manifestation. Some people have it, and some people just don't have it. That's how it is. If you heard some of and watched some of the election debates going on, you would find out that, you know, everybody's trying to solve the world. You cannot solve the world. You can only solve yourself. What do you think? Can you really go solve the world right now? You can attempt to. You can keep trying. But ultimately, you can solve yourself. You have to create the bubble for yourself. Your world for yourself. We've heard about people who sacrifice for the world and, well, what did they get? Nothing much. Except maybe some recognition. What are they going to do with the recognition? You can't do much with it. You only feel like you've done well if you're okay. You can only feel that you've done well if you see the results of that in your bank account, on your table, dining table, the food that you eat shows you how well you've done. And you can see it maybe in your surroundings, how well you live. You can see all of these results in the physical world around you. And you know, I'm an Indian and Indians tend to talk fast. That's what has been told to us. You guys talk so fast, we don't understand you. So I've personally slowed down the rate at which I talk, the speed at which I talk, especially online when I'm talking to you, so that there's a pause and people have a chance to take it in. And plus, I'm not reading from somewhere and I don't have notes and not prepared what I'm going to talk about. So I basically don't know what I'm going to talk about, except when I start to talk. And so if you watch the world right now, and I highly suggest that you don't, can avoid yourself, save yourself a lot of bother. Well, if you watch the world, at least try to understand what you shouldn't be doing from seeing what everybody else is doing. Because you can try to save the world. Fictitious John can try to save the world. But that's just going to be a whole bunch of, I would say, endeavor. A lot of work, hard work, a lot of work. Let's leave it at that. Futile. Because how are you going to get the whole world to see your perspective? Case to point. Somebody was interviewing or trying to question the Prime Minister of UK, Great Britain, and was saying to him, "You're so rich, you're richer than the king. How are you going to understand the problems of the people who are going through things? How are you going to understand that?" What they don't understand is if somebody is well off, just because they're well off And just because they haven't gone through what somebody else may have gone through personally, doesn't mean that they don't have brain. Very well educated. They have brains that can think, minds that can process. I mean, you don't have to go through something personally to know how to solve it. Because people have the ability, because of the education, observation powers, analytical abilities, they know how to solve things if they put their minds to it. And if it's a well-equipped mind, right? Well-organized, good thinking abilities. So why should the Prime Minister of UK have suffered personally in order for him to figure out how to raise the country economically and how to provide? Do you see what I'm saying? Joyful manifestation does not believe that a person has to suffer. Okay, I just want to cancel the whole world, whole word, SUFFER. Let's use something else. Kind of a negative word. Joyful manifestation does not believe that a person should have had to go, have to experience negative things in order for him or her to be able to solve someone else's problem. For example, take a social worker. There are so many social workers. I've never really encountered one, but I can understand how they work. And each social worker does not have to have gone through the things that the people that they are helping have gone through or are going through. They just have the brain, education, certification, abilities to understand. They process it and they understand it. So the Prime Minister of UK does not have to have gone through things personally for him to be able to solve the issues of people who are going through things. But then think about it this way, that those people who are questioning him, and here I want to make it clear that I'm not standing up for him. I'm using this to explain joyful manifestation. So I'm pretty neutral in the whole subject as to who's going to be the next Prime Minister of UK. It's none of my business, really. Correct? And so, but I'm just taking it from the point of joyful manifestation. I'm trying to explain that the people who are questioning him just because he's rich, richer than the King of England, they come at it from a negative standpoint, from a negative perspective. And then they take their negativity and they throw it on somebody who's doing well in life. And that's them. It reflects where they are. It does not reflect where the Prime Minister is. Again, I'm not saying that his actions are right, his actions are wrong. If you're not going into that whole thing, I do not want to analyze that. But I'm saying that when you watch the questions, when you listen to the questions that people throw at him, it's like, you're so rich, how are you going to understand the problems of the poor? He has a brain, he's educated, he can think through things. Great observer. You think he can't understand how to figure things out? You don't have to have gone through it personally. So, somebody who uses joyful manifestation, the process, the method, the energy itself, does not have to have personally gone through negativity to be able to help somebody else come into the space of prosperity. Maybe you can look at it another way, you know, when they question people who are well off, Maybe the people who are well off know how to be well off. What do you think? That's another perspective. People who are well off know how to be well off. You don't have to have gone hungry in order to know how to feed people. You don't have to. You know how to feed people because you know how to feed people. Maybe because people who know how to feed people are in abundance mindedness. Abundance mind. And they know how to provide because they're used to having so much. They just share it. They just share it. A person who's a cook, a great chef. How did he become a great chef? By going hungry all his life? No. He's already used to playing around with recipes and practicing and, trial and error. Having his whole family eat everything he makes. And for that, he would have invested in a whole bunch of materials, raw materials. And he knows how to put things together. He didn't become a great chef by being hungry, but he knows how to feed people. This is a basic difference between the haves and the have-nots. And then people wonder, why do the poor get poorer and the rich get richer? Joyful manifestation is working. Abundance mindedness. And you must forgive me if I use a few words incorrectly from time to time because I'm thinking as I speak. And well, it's the flow, correct? And so we're so concerned and bothered about the idea that we're trying to project or what we're trying to say, the content, rather than the exact formation of a sentence. And what happens is when people come from a naturally abundant mindset, they process things differently in their heads. And they come from that perspective of where they are. And they're able to formulate ideas in their minds. And if you heard the Trump debate recently with Joe Biden against Joe Biden, Trump was trying to Mr. Trump. Donald Trump was trying to express how he felt and how he could have helped this world if he were president and how he can help if he becomes president. Again, I'm not standing up for Donald Trump here. But what we're trying to say is everybody's thinking from their mind, their brain. And so this is what he thinks. And then there is Joe Biden, and that is what he thinks. And here is this one, that is what this person thinks. There is that one, that is what that person thinks. So everybody is thinking from their logical perspective of how they could help the world. But then each person has to understand that no matter how intelligent they are, no matter how amazing they are, a lot of what people can think for other people comes from their experience and comes from what, how successful they have been in their lives and how all of this worked for them. And that the world itself may not buy that idea. It can work for them. Correct? In their own business and how they created it and their own luck, good luck with money, how they became billionaires, millionaires, billionaires. But it may not work for the whole world because the whole world is a bunch of minds. Each mind thinking for itself. And if you see some of the questions that people threw at the Prime Minister of UK, again, I'm not saying they're right or wrong. You're just saying that they come from their perspective of how they see the world. And so for every great leader to believe that, oh my God, this person's going to buy my viewpoint. No matter how earnest they are, no matter how logically they talk, each person has to understand they can only do it for themselves, for himself or herself. They can run their company perfectly, but may not be able to run the whole world perfectly, because the world is made up of a bunch of minds. Now, if a person really wants to succeed, sorry about that, if a person really wants to succeed, he also needs a goddess of good fortune with him. Good luck and good fortune. It's not just their brain figuring things out for others, because their ideas need to be accepted by many other people around them in their country. But what these people also need is good fortune working for them so that they succeed. They need the goddess of good fortune with them. They need joyful manifestation energy to be able to swing things in their favor. So, comes back again to everybody here listening that if you want to be a leader or if you want to project something at the world, or in your company, yes, you can do it. You can make things run the way you want to because it's your brain. It's your brain's baby, and you created the idea, and you're the one doing it. But when it comes to the world, also need the goddess of good fortune with you, other than the ideas that you might be getting. So, somebody who is backed by good fortune is naturally going to be able to swing things in his favor. And why is that? Well, because God is the most powerful of all, more powerful than all the worlds put together. And human endeavor can go so far only without the divine's help, God's backing, as they say. The one mind, the all, needs to back the person. And a person's personal good luck needs to be really great. And personal good luck with respect to any endeavor that somebody might take. And they can't just depend on themselves and their own minds to somehow come up with ideas. And yes, you know, you need to have ideas, but you also need to have good fortune energy with you. So if you don't have that backing, if a person doesn't have that backing of this fantastic good fortune energy, then that person is not really going to advance as much as he or she could. And that's why you see a whole bunch of humans trying to solve this and trying to solve that and beating their heads against the wall and, oh my God, this is not working, that is not working, I need to do this, I need to do that. But I think you've left the goddess of good fortune outside of all of this. You've left the good fortune energy behind. And so people have to understand that, oh my God, I need to be in good fortune energy personally. I need to be in joyful manifestation energy personally so that, yes, my ideas are great. Not saying they're not good. But can't leave out that one thing that would give nourishment to the whole project. And that is joyful manifestation energy. And so when I coach people, yes, I teach them things, I show them how to do it, but I'm also backing them up with my energy. And when I feel good about something, it actually happens for that person. When I feel good about somebody's, for example, let me give an example. If I feel good about a person's job, oh, this is a great job for this person, it actually happens faster because I'm backing that person up with my energy, with my thoughts, with my feelings about it. And we can discuss more about this and how you can use this in your particular, in your life. So before we go any further, we are going to step into money manifestation. Work and career. We're going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So don't go away. Hold on tight. The Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We were talking about people who try to influence the world and they forget that they're dealing with the whole world, which is made up of many, many minds. But when it comes to your own work, when it comes to your own company, when it comes to your own family, you can certainly be somebody who decides what happens. You can be the mind that decides for your family. You can be the mind that decides for your company. You don't need to guide the whole world. It's enough if a person guides their own family, first themselves, their family, and their company. their career. And that's how you have CEOs, because they help the company manage the whole company. They're thinking on behalf of the company. And so you get to be the CEO of your family, you get to be the CEO of your company, of your career. So a person who has a position in his company, he may not own the company, but he has a position. And what can he do with that position? He can think on behalf of that position. He occupies that position and then he thinks on its behalf, on the behalf of the position. And all the tasks that fall under the purview of that position. So the person is the brain behind it. It could be any position, it could be the highest to the lowest. But every person gets to think on behalf of that particular position. And they can think it into success. You become the pilot of that particular position, and all the responsibilities that fall under that position, and you can think on its behalf and make it happen. So it's like when a person has a baby, and in the beginning, the baby is completely dependent on this person, on the parents, and then they think for the baby. And depending on how they think, they can build into existence whatever they want for the baby. So they're kind of the God there, willing things into existence for the baby. So this is not just, feeding the baby and putting it to sleep, giving it a bath. It's not just that, but it's also thinking for the baby as to how they want the baby's life to be. Kind of God of that baby, if you want to put it simply. Not just creator, as in giving birth, but maintainer, provider, the whole nine yards, whatever goes with that. So they think for the baby. And the same thing applies to your job. It applies for the position that you occupy and all the duties and responsibilities that fall under that position. And also any company that you could be planning and executing and then managing. So whatever company or business that you start, you are a god of that business. Not just a creator, but you're the maintainer. You grow with it. It's not just like the first creation process, but then after that, maintaining it, growing it. You're the god of that business. And so when I have clients and I'm thinking for them, and I'm also creating as per the desires, of course, in my mind. And then it happens for them. I will it into existence also. Because just like there is any position under some person and they create it with their minds and they maintain it and they make it grow, it all starts with the mind. Then, same way, when a person is my client, I am creating with my mind, maintaining and helping it grow. So it becomes part of my responsibility for them. And so that's what happens when we all take responsibility for a certain thing. And of course, when you have a client, the client pays you for it. They want you to help them. They want you to train their minds. They want you to will for them. They want you to wish for them and pray for them. They want you to send them good energy, good fortune energy, so that their tasks get fulfilled. It's not the same thing as when a leader tries to will for the whole country. Because there are many minds involved there, each one wanting something different. And remember when I said that there are people who are also used to being homeless. Homelessness becomes a lifestyle. Then how can a whole bunch of homeless people, how can they agree to, let's say, a great leader wanting to make them prosperous? It goes against their wishes. And so that's why it's so important to understand the difference between wanting to run the world or a country, because everybody in that country doesn't want the same thing. And then wanting, unless you start to force things, and you know, nobody likes that either. But there's a difference between that and wanting to run your own life. And all the responsibilities and tasks that come for you with regards or in relationship to the position that you maintain. You could be the husband, you could be the wife, you could be a child, you could be a grandparent, you could be a person who's a manager, a sales manager. And so the sales manager starts to think for his team and what he would like to see happen. And then if that sales manager comes to me and say, okay, you know what? I need help with this, manifesting this, then I think for him. Just like if I were to coach a company, I could put my willpower or my good fortune energy behind them. And so each person here is able to think into existence what he or she wants for their family. And as a parent, a person could want a lot for their child. And they can use joyful manifestation energy and the process to help the child. They can use joyful manifestation for their whole family. They can use joyful manifestation for their business, attracting good fortune energy for their business. They can use it for any company that they work for so that the position that they're occupying is successful. So it's like this, when somebody occupies a position in a company and whether they like that company or not, whether they want the company itself to succeed or not, they certainly want the position that they're occupying and all the responsibilities and tasks that fall under their position to succeed. And that is because going forward, when they float their resume again for a new job with another company that they really like, you know, whether they like the company or not, they certainly want their position to succeed. Because then they can show success, they can be confident about themselves. And self-confidence is very important. Very important. Being confident that one is able to execute a project perfectly. That kind of self-confidence is very, very important. And so when people come to money and career, having the ability to know that you are capable of executing your projects and seeing them to success is very, very important, because everybody carries the seed of success for the position that they occupy within themselves. And they can see it grow into something really, really big. And so knowing what one can help succeed and what one cannot help succeed is very, very important, which is why I say joyful manifestation, the Joyful Manifestation Show, and the Good Fortune Show, we're here to help people personally, in their personal lives. Personal includes career and love, money, etc. We're not here to ensure that the whole world is successful. We're here to help each person succeed in his or her life, and for us, each person is really, really important. Their personal success is very, very important. Because a person who knows that what he has real control over is himself or herself, and his ability to guide his family and his career into success, that person can really, really go forward in life without any kind of a delusion, if I may say so, as to being able to change the whole world into thinking just like him. And either way, you know, the more one wants to do, the more good fortune energy, the more joyful manifestation energy that a person is able to generate, that really, really matters. It has to be proportionate to the task that is involved. You know, we're going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and we're going to get into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. So don't go back. We're coming back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Ayu for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. You know, we were doing a bit of the world versus the person thinking and talk before. And the reason is because, you know, this whole world is right now churning and going through things in this country and that country, and kind of on a global scale, country level also, then some of it on a global scale, and everybody's trying to fix the world. What we want to do is help us fix ourselves. Let's fix your love life. Let's make it successful. Let's make your career successful. Let's make you successful. You matter to me. You matter to these shows, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show. And, you know, we have wonderful stuff that we want to talk about. And we want you to succeed. Let's keep the world on one side and say, look, we want you to succeed. You're what matters. You are what matters. Your love life matters. You want to have your soulmate show you what you've always wanted to experience. And that's what really a soulmate is. A soulmate is your mirror. The good and the not so good is mirrored back. So let's say that a person thinks he or she is really wonderful. That particular thought or belief is then shown by the soulmate to this person. So fictitious Jane, if she believes that she is really pretty, then her soulmate reflects that back to her. He is her mirror. He is the mirror of her beauty. And if fictitious Jane thinks she's amazing, she's talented and skilled, that is what her soulmate is going to mirror to her. So she will get proof, physical proof, that she is pretty in his eyes, that she is amazing in his eyes, that she is talented and wonderful and awesome. He will show her that. That is what is going to happen. And if fictitious Jane also believes, and this is what I'm going to add one more layer here, so that for the people who say, but fictitious Jane might be believing she's pretty, but she still might not have her soulmate mirror that back to her by confirming that she's pretty. So what could happen is that fictitious Jane may think that she's pretty, may believe that she's pretty, but she may have another belief system tagged on, like a tail, that says, and we want to say this, okay? It's not an affirmation. I'm just telling you that this is what fictitious Jane could be thinking, and which is why it's not being mirrored back to her that she's pretty. So let's see if fictitious Jane thinks that she's pretty, but she's not getting the confirmation that she's pretty from her soulmate. That could be because fictitious Jane could have another thought tacked on that says, I believe that I'm pretty, but I don't get proof of me being pretty. That's another belief system that she's tagged on to, she thinking that she's pretty. And if you take it to work, there could be an employee that says, I believe that I'm doing my job well, and I'm so sorry I'm bringing this into soulmate manifestation, but you know, I just wanted to add this, throw this in. I believe that I'm doing my job well, but I am not recognized for it. So what does fictitious Jane have to do? She has to think, I am pretty, and I constantly receive affirmation and confirmation of me being pretty from my soulmate. So her belief system has to include both, not just one. And that's where people go wrong, because they think, okay, I believe that I'm great. I believe that I'm perfect. Fine. Sugandhi says, I need to believe that I'm pretty and that I'm awesome and I could make a wonderful wife. But I do not get validation of that from my soulmate. So this negative belief system is tagged on as a tail. And that goes and brings back the same thing, that she could be pretty, but she's not getting confirmation and validation and resultant gratification from her soulmate. And then what happens is it goes back to the same thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you believe that you're pretty. I mean, it's the same thing. You believe you're pretty, you're not pretty, you're still not going to get validation. Fictitious Jane is still not getting that validation because of the negative belief system tagged on to the original belief system that she's pretty. And this is where people start to fight for their self-worth. It's a fight. Don't you see? Oh, you need to know that you're worthy. Oh, you need to be empowered. But all the empowerment gurus out there and self-worth teachers, they forget to tell you that along with this fact that fictitious Jane thinks she's pretty, she also needs to already believe that she gets validation of that. For the validation to be given to her. And when a person is able to clear on every level, okay, so step one, I believe that I'm pretty. And I believe that I get validation of me being pretty from other people. Not just that one thing that I believe that I'm pretty, I believe that I'm great, I believe that I'm awesome. I mean, we want that, okay? We want fictitious Jane to feel good about herself. We do want that. So she should believe that she is pretty. But for those people who believe that they're already awesome, they need to tag on this other belief. That is, they get validation from the world. They get validation from their, from the person that they love, that they are awesome. And then, you know, I take them to the next level, which is getting the marriage proposal. So we work through all the levels and we get them to the place where they actually get the marriage proposal and things go really, really well for them from the person who is their soulmate, the person that they really love and they feel they want to be with forever. And this is true of anybody, that they not just believe that they're awesome, but they need to believe that everybody else thinks that they're awesome. So when we work with belief systems, when I work with belief systems, I take them step by step. You can't get to the topmost level where, okay, I believe I'm empowered. I believe I'm great. But then tag on this belief system that, but I don't think people think I am. I don't think people show me that. I don't think that people recognize me. See, this is another part of the belief system that has to be tackled. And we do it when we're working with each other. We do it when you're doing it. You need to affirm this for yourself. And you know what? Let's just do a couple of affirmations for soulmate manifestation so that you're in the flow and you start to know that, okay, this is what I need to work on. And let's go into affirmation one. I'm going to repeat it two times so that first time you hear it, the second time you agree with it. And I hope that you agree with it, because as I'm saying it, the more you agree with what I'm saying, with the affirmation itself, the more it's going to work. And, you know, you can always come back and listen to the show later on. So let's go into this, where soulmates are concerned. I believe that I am pretty. I believe that I'm good. I believe that I'm worthy. I believe that I'm the best. I believe that my soulmate cannot get someone better than me. I believe that I'm a perfect match. I believe that I'm pretty. I believe that I'm good. I believe that I am worthy. I believe that I'm the best. I believe that my soulmate cannot get someone better than me. I believe that I'm a perfect match. I believe that my soulmate knows that I'm pretty. I believe that my soulmate knows that I'm worthy. I believe that my soulmate thinks that I'm the best. I believe that my soulmate knows that he cannot find someone better than me. I believe that my soulmate thinks that I'm a perfect match. I believe that my soulmate knows that I'm pretty. I believe that my soulmate knows that I'm good. I believe that my soulmate thinks that I'm worthy. I believe that my soulmate thinks that I'm the best. I believe that my soulmate knows that he cannot find anyone better than me. I believe that my soulmate knows that I'm a perfect match. So when we do both of this, we are taking care of two parts. One is our own belief system about ourselves, which of course increases our self-worth and our feeling of feeling good about ourselves. But we also put into motion the fact that the person that we love knows this about us and reflects it back to us, shows us how amazing we are, because that is the validation. And remember, this is not about you feeling validated about yourself, because, you know, fictitious Jane could feel good about herself and still be single. But if she's interested in her soulmate being with her, then she has to have the second part of her, which says that the soulmate knows that she's the best for him or for her, for him. And this can be taken and applied by men for themselves. And, you know, we're at the end of a show and I have to be signing off soon. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. Until then, you know, do make, state some affirmations and see how they work for you personally and how they're going to take you to the next step. And we want you to take care of yourself first. You're the person that matters. And this is Sugandhi Iyer. I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. I'm signing off. Thank you and good night.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries. Social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.